go, oh my God, let's get this going ahead and started, Sam, and get that. They've heard enough Alvin Lee here. We'll get back to something that interests somebody somewhere. Roger Sales back with you, the Radio Ranch, second hour on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Happy to be here in the Sunday night slot. Is there anybody wanting to yak there, Sam? Dave in Delaware, that kind of ring rolls off your tongue, doesn't it? Hey, Dave in Delaware.
Yeah, Roger. Thanks
How
for
you
taking
doing?
My call.
My pleasure. Nice
I've,
to meet you.
I've studied law with Howard Griswold,
okay.
also of
yep.
Delaware, for
yep.
over 30 years.
Yep.
And we have the solution, which is provided by law. And everybody knows that when Internal Revenue Service sends something to you, if you read it, if you open it and read it, that's acceptance.
Yes,
if
it
you
is.
Open that envelope, you have accepted that contents. Look up the definition of acceptance, and it will say, in any dictionary or law dictionary, acceptance is intent to retain. So if you keep it or crumple it up and save it in your round circular trash basket, that's acceptance.
Hey, Dean,
you've got to know how to unvolunteer. The Internal Revenue Service constantly tells people they collect internal revenue. IRS collects that by voluntary compliance. Once you volunteer into the system, then you have volunteered into the system.
Hey,
and we
Dean?
Teach how to unvolunteer.
Yeah, well, that's
Anyone
what
would
I'm
like a copy of this one-page instruction sheet on how to accomplish unvolunteering, just send a blank $100 money order to Dave on Delaware, 1624. That's 1624. 1624 Savannah, Savannah Road, Lewis, Lewes, not I, but E, like the British spelling, Lewis, Delaware, spelled fully out, please, Delaware, and then in brackets, the postal zone, 19958, and we will send by return mail the instructions on how to unvolunteer from the income tax. Now, they will be persistent because they have many computers that send stuff from different towns, and the one computer don't always tell the other computers. So you have to do this continuously. The minute you don't, they got you.
Well, they don't seem to do that when we get people out of it, Dean. I saw Howard Griswold when I was a young puppy in this many years ago in Atlanta. I'm very familiar with his work back then anyway. My teacher taught us that when you don't file, for instance, and you get that little letter, and I don't remember the number of it, it's got a four-letter sequence that they send you there that they talk about in their manual of letters. But the first one generally says, hello, Dean, we haven't received your tax returns for the year 2018, 2019. If you've already filed, please disregard this notice. Otherwise, we may ask you to come in and bring in your books and records. Now, what my teacher, John Benson, thought was, and I think he's correct because he always was on everything else, is that's a commercial law document called a confirmatory writing. Are you familiar with confirmatory writings from the specialty contract section of the UCC, Dean?
No, I'm not too familiar with that.
Okay. Well, you might want to look it up, okay, because it's a specialty contract in the UCC and the merchant code, and it's between, supposedly, is between merchants, where the merchants are both apprised to understand the contents of the writing, and it's an express contract that you accept by opening, just like you said, and if you don't expressly deny within 10 days, the contract takes effect. So it's another one of these little tricky things. You got a real bad telephone there, Dean. It's kind of irritating, but go check up confirmatory writings, and thanks for calling in, okay? Tell Howard Roger Sales saw him 30 years ago and says hello, okay? Thank
and
you, Dean.
Another escape is to use the statement that whatever they're using as a foundational document, well, that is not my authorized signature.
Well, Well,
and
see, what we teach...
on how that works, look up the definition of unauthorized signature, and you will understand why that statement, that
I don't,
is not my authorized signature.
If
they
you
cannot
sever
proceed.
Their,
it stops them dead cold in their tracks.
If you sever their relationship and change your status with the Secretary of State, you don't have any of those problems with them. Thanks a lot, Dean. I'll call in again sometime soon, and we'll entertain your little commercial messages there. But I don't mind putting other people's stuff up there. But, you know, we've got our own approach and everything here, and it's a little bit different from yours and Howard's and our understanding. But anyway, appreciate your call. So thank you. Sam, who's next there in line? Okay, they're clear. All right. Well, let's see what we can talk about here. If you want, let me just say, if you want to call, the lines are clear. So let me give the phone number again. And that's 512-248-8252. Especially if you're any of the newer folks that may have heard, gotten turned on to what we do through the Sarah Westall interview that's just been out there the last couple of days. I'm expecting us to start hitting some more of these bigger platforms. In fact, I'm going to be next Saturday over on Revolution Radio with Scorpio Dave and Giuseppe, who I think, Sam, don't they have a show? I think I heard someone say they've got a show on RBN. It's After Me. It follows tonight, doesn't it? Okay, 2 hours after my show. Well, the good guys, Giuseppe and Scorpio Dave here on Republic 2, and I'm going to be on their regular anchor show on Saturday afternoon. It's a wonderful time slot over there because there's not too many other shows that are really conflicting with it, and they've done real well with it and gotten a lot of legs and a lot of attention from folks. So I'll be over there for all 3 hours next week. Dave and I met each other here. He lived in Ecuador. And we got to have lunch together here, I don't know, 6, 8, 10, a year ago or something. And then he's moved back to the States. But so we did have that brief meeting, and he has been exposed to our work out there in California where he is and some of the meetings that are happening out there in Southern California. It's getting to be a little bit of a traction area. There's a lot of hot activity out there. So that's real gratifying after all these years. Anyway, Dave got... He and his girlfriend have been to a couple of those, and they decided they wanted to take the plunge. And so we spoke for a while last night. He had asked me to finally get on the show next Saturday. So May the 7th over there at Revolution Radio. I'm not sure which studio or any of that, but they're the main attraction at that time of day. So that's where that'll be. And then it takes 2 good hours to introduce this properly. Uncover the moving parts and the basis, and most people don't have a lot of familiarity thing that's like the feudal system, and you got to admit this thing is set up just well. I tell you what, you start understanding it, and I would just about guarantee you'll have the same opinion I have, which is no mere mortal man thought this up. Okay. Although one of my good students dug this up a while back, I'm sure if you're adept in searches, you can probably find it. And that is over on BitChute. And they found an audio book over there. The book was written in 1577. So that'd be one of the key search elements, 1577. And it was a whole book on this exact thing, voluntary servitude, and getting people to volunteer into servitude to have a government over them. 1577, interestingly enough. So, okay, well, I'll see if none of you guys want to call. What do you think we ought to launch off on? Some kind of legal teachings here? I mean, I can do the solo song and dance. I'd rather talk to you guys and entertain your questions. Looked like I baited somebody up. I chummed somebody in, Sam. Who'd I get? Scott in Nevada, how you doing, Scott?
I'm doing okay. I want to say I'm doing efficient. It's been an efficient day, Roger.
Okay, good deal.
I went on your website, Sovereign to Surf, I think it is. I started looking for you with Radio Ranch, and I see your book. I'll get it. And I've spoken with Ann Bort in the past. It's been about, I don't know,
oh,
10
have
years.
You? Really?
Oh, a long time. Oh, yeah. Yeah, those guys did
Listen,
some cool stuff, man.
I'm going to tell you what. Glenn Ann Bort is just a really, really exceptional individual. Okay, him and I have been friends for many decades now, and I've gotten to know him through thick and thin and some of the pressures they've been in and seen how he responds to those things. For those of you not may not know, the John and the legal stuff is one whole subject. It's just incredible because there's nobody else like him in our community. Nobody else that knew the stuff he and studied that deep real law, you know. But then here comes this guy, Glenn Ann Bort, who's sharp as a knife, a drawer full of razors, okay? And he was at Annapolis. You ever heard of, you may know this, you ever heard of a guy named Roger Staubach? Well, Glenn tutored him through Annapolis to the Heisman Trophy. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Okay.
And then he went out, he graduated, he did his service, and then he got interested in game theory and professional gambling. So he studied it for a year and a half, and he went out, and in 2 years he was barred from over 40 casinos all the way from New Jersey through the Caribbean. I know, he's a hell of a guy, man. When he was in the slam for 9 years, he wrote a case for another inmate and won it for him at the Supreme Court. Glenn won a Supreme Court case while he's in jail.
Yeah, and what they were convicted of was just lame-ass stuff. But
it was just to get them off the street. You know, they wanted to get them off the street because these guys were over what I found, see? And our enemies knew it, and that's why they came after them and did all that. I'm sorry for interrupting you. Go ahead and ask your question.
Well, let me make a quick comment. Their work on Murray's Lessee from 1856, I mean, what an opener, man. So anyway, here's my question. Getting back to this, so I'm going to get your book just because. So I found out how to order it from your Sovereign to Serf website. But
good.
This affidavit, I heard you comment several weeks ago. You said, look, we have it down to a simple one-page affidavit. I'm not
one
seeing
sentence.
That. Is there?
No, it's not. It's not on the website. It's not on the website. What you need to do is drop me an email. I'm going to give the audience my email address here, okay? It's Radio Ranch, two words but no space, Radio Ranch at mail@mail.com. Mail.com.
Okay, thank you, Rob.
Now, let me tell you the one sentence. I think this is intriguing because, you know, the affidavit that they wrote for us is 5 pages. It's very good. Just got a lot of court sites in there and stuff that nail it that don't need to be there. Because now we understand that it's your decision. All you got to do is tell them what you're going to do. And it doesn't take 5 pages. It takes one sentence. Okay? And so the one sentence... It came off of a policy document off the State Department website, this certificate of non-citizen nationality that we keep talking about. It's got all this really important stuff in it. And the very last thing at the bottom of that page is this paragraph about the Northern Mariana Islands and somebody that's 18. I call it fluff. But they've got this sentence at the bottom of that paragraph. And it says, I, Scott from Nevada, do solemnly swear my intention to be a national and not a citizen of the United States. And that's all you have to say. You don't even have to get it notarized. All you have to do is sign it in the form of a declaration and send it to him, and you're out of their game.
How about a mailing address for that? What's the
state for whatever I've got. If you send me that, I'll send you. We got two documents called the how-to and the matrix documents. One, and these are things you can make copies of and pass around to your friends and people that are interested in finding out more. And on that one, it's got the State Department main office address there, Scott.
Okay, Roger. So it's Radio Ranch at mail.com.
Correct. And just put new students package or matrix doc or something in the subject line. You say, I'm Scott. Okay. We talked on RBN or whatever. Yeah. I'll shoot you several other interviews. Are you familiar with this much at all, Scott? Let me ask you a question or two.
Well, of course, I went to the court of claims with that Murray's Lessee stuff, and I did what is called a waiver of tort. You know what a waiver of court is? Yeah.
Well,
okay, so
there
was a case in Canada where they did a waiver of tort. What that means is, this is what you're doing wrong, and if you don't fix it, you owe me this much money, and here's why. So there was a case in Canada where some Canadian bar card type attorneys ran a waiver of tort against some car company, and I went, man, I want to do that. So I went to the court of claims, and I wanted $4 million from the court of claims because of what the IRS was doing. And I showed this to, you probably know her, I won't mention her name, but a top commercial attorney in Panama. And she looked at my claim and she said, this is a valid claim. I showed it to two U.S. maritime attorneys and they said this is a valid claim, but one of them said they can't let you win it. and they didn't. So.
Yeah. I'm intrigued that you went. I never have known anybody that went to the U.S. Court of Claims, and I have a very sneaking suspicion I got this idea originally from Wayne Haig. Do you remember who he was, the guy in Nevada?
No.
Out there in your state?
No, I don't.
Wayne Haig, he was one of the largest landowners in the state, and he had a bunch of BLM land with his horses on stuff, and he got cross with the Bureau of Land Management. He won his case at the Supreme Court. Posthumously.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but he was real sharp.
And they wouldn't pay him.
Right. And he won his case posthumously. But I remember in some of the videos I saw him on, and a thing he said that really struck with me, and he said, we have come to conclude that the U.S. Court of Claims is the only common law court in the country, federal. Okay. And so I think here's what I've learned about them is they can't just do away with stuff. Okay. In other words, the reason we can file this affidavit and switch statuses is because they can't do away with all that. All they can do is try and veneer over it and trick you and condition you not to look for it. You're a slave. Okay. And the same thing here, because that's still there, they've got to still have a common law court somewhere, a federal one. And there's some other differences that are real, real seminal in the U.S. Court of Claims. And I agree with Haig. I've seen a couple other things over the years since I had that idea planted in that they're exclusionary. They'll say everything's like this except for the U.S. Court of Claims. And what I've learned is anytime you see something that's an exclusion, you look into it. Because there's some reason it's an exclusion.
Well, it was a lot of fun, and in a real world, I would have prevailed. But I pointed out to a guy, an investigator from the Treasury Inspector General's office, if you have any doubts about what the United States is about, just talk to people from Libya, and you'll get it real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, Roger. Thank you very much.
All these other damn countries we've destroyed. Thank you, Scott, for calling in.
Okay, man. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Anybody else wants to follow up on that or you got something to say or a question to ask, we'd love to hear from you. Scott, nobody else has rung in, huh? I mean, Sam. Okay. I'm calling you, Scott. Okay. Sam. All right. Bring him on. Bring him on. Front center. Burr. Not Murr. I talk to her all the time. Hey, sweet thing, what are you doing?
Hey, sweetheart.
Hey.
How are you, Roger?
I'm good,
yeah,
thank you.
I came on just in time to say I declare my intention to be a national, not a citizen of the United States.
Okay, good for you. That's good. Now, listen, I'm glad you came on. Tell the people here, because you've set up a chat for this program, and I keep forgetting to talk about it. And since you're here, why don't you tell them that, and so the folks will know, because there's a lot of people who like to do that.
Sure. It's number 2 radioranch.chatango.com, and that's where I was just reading that from, the link there where the travel state gov.
Okay,
site.
Yeah, stick that good link to that good document in there for them, if you would, and people can go over there. And we're going to get interrupted by Alvin Lee in 10 years after. Can you believe the audacity of those debt positions?
I got
we'll
two more
you
things
on the
for
other
you.
Side. All right, well, hold on. We'll talk about them on the other side.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Yeah, there's that stinking 10 years after again, bringing us back. Roger and Murr here on the backside of that commercial break. Murr, you said you had two other things for me, didn't you?
Yes. Sarah Westall put up part three of your interview.
I knew that. I got flooded with emails this afternoon.
And let everyone let you know, because I kept looking to see when she put that up. I saw the other two. Very good. Very well done. And Scorpio and Giuseppe are no longer with Rev Radio. They weren't quite so free-speaking over there. And so anyway, they're at...
Oh, they're not?
They're at Paul English's new platform.
Oh, okay, they're over on Speak Free. Okay, all right. Well, I did not know that.
They have awesome audio there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a nice website. Paul is the progenitor. Paul is affectionately called Daddy around Eurofolk Radio, and he's also got this other one up, and he's just a wonderful guy, and everybody loves talking with him and working with him. And I didn't know that, so that's where we'll be Saturday. Good deal. I'll be anxious to. He's quite a guy. Paul is.
I think it starts Eastern.
Here's another example of remember hearing, I'm only one person. What can I do? Mm-hmm. Look what he's done. Look what I've done. It's one person. Mm-hmm. Everybody can do something, okay? And the best thing, now we've got an answer that's duplicatable. It's complex at first. It'll throw your head into a spin a little bit because of the way they've done it. But it's fairly easy to understand that there's these, they set up a system where they trick you into volunteering to be Jim Crow. I mean, that's about as complex as it is, really. And because there's tricks and fraud involved, you can get out of it. And because there's fraud involved and they got their hands in the cookie jar, they got to recognize it.
Well, you know, DW was just on Speak Free Radio on a show they do there, and that's what he said. You have to learn to say no. Otherwise,
I mean, you know,
silence is consent. This is the most important thing, learn to say no.
Well, you know, that's why this process is so damned important, because it gives you the platform to re-empower yourself. You can go over, if you don't do this and they've still got this secret jurisdiction on you, you can stand up and say no, and they can put a rifle butt to your head, okay? Mm-hmm. But if you're over here, even though you may not sense and you may not believe this makes a difference, I guarantee you it makes a difference.
Well, this is a form of saying no.
Well, it is. It is. It's even a stronger form, because now if they progress, now we all know what the rules are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Over there, you don't know what the rules are. You're under their secret jurisdiction. Now we do. And they're scared to death of this. I'm telling you, I've been putting it in front of them for 11 years. I've been taunting them, baiting them. I can call them every name under the sun. And they will not put my name in any kind of visible position, because they don't want anybody coming over here, because they're scared to death of it. Okay? What has happened? If you're listening to this early on, maybe hadn't been exposed to it, what the best analogy I can give you is the Wizard of Oz, when Toto pulled the curtain back on the wizard.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. We pull the curtain back on the wizard, okay? And he's just as ugly, old, shriveled up, and powerless as that son of a bitch was in that movie, okay? And a lot uglier, by the way, they are. So that's what we do, and they don't say a word. You know, they don't fight back. They don't rebut. They don't deny. They just stand there mute, because they know they've been caught red-handed, slaving again.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Mer. Thanks, sweetie. We'll see you on the show. Where Mer joins us a lot on our daily show. I should plug that a little bit and tell folks, if you want to hear, we got a nice platform. We got a good group of people, sometimes 40, 50 people on a call. We have brisk discussions. We answer questions, especially from new people who are even exceedingly welcome, and because everybody learns. And that's if you want to listen on eurofolkradio.com, eurofolkradio.com. And if you want to participate, send me an email to that address I gave Scott earlier, radioranch@mail.com, and I'll send you some instructions on how to join us on the Jitsi platform. I won't go over it here and take up this time. I got some folks that want to talk to me too, Mer, so
yeah,
I'm going to say...
Yeah, that Jitsi platform is another one of Paul's babies, right?
Yes, it is, yeah.
It is excellent, I'll tell you. As long as there's people in there talking, it's such a great format, because it's...
Here we're one-on-one. There were 40, what, we had 47, we had 50-something on there one day last week.
It was up to 61.
So, yeah. Well, we're growing. Okay, sweetie, I'll see you over there tomorrow. Same time, same channel. Okay. Hugs and kisses. Thanks, Mer. Let's see, there was somebody in, South Carolina? Was it Bruce? Hey.
Calling earlier a couple of weeks back, but couldn't do it.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call, Roger. And
I'm glad to talk
with you.
What part of the great state of South Carolina are you in?
Well, right at the present, I'm in Columbia. The goddess of ISIS is the goddess of Columbia.
Right. So. I used to have to come in. You know, your radio stations over there, I used to work. Isn't one of them WIS?
Yeah. That's the iodine. We are the iodine state. That's what it means. Do you
is
know that?
That?
Right. WIS?
No, I didn't. No, yeah. I didn't know that. I know they have
a slogan for
their call letters, but I didn't know that South Carolina was an iodine state. But I'm going to get my thyroid all beefed up, and we'll talk about it on the other side of this commercial break. Okay, Bruce?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, now we got the light bill paid there, Bruce. We can get back to our conversation. I did not know. Is your state famous for iodine? I'm curious about that because I used to travel over there. I used to call on to, you know, Charleston and Columbia and Greenville, mainly Spartanburg.
Well, that was the old time, knowledge that they had iodine, abundance of iodine here in the state of South Carolina, and that's what they call themselves, WIS.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. Well, interesting. Thanks for calling in and enlightening me on that. Well, what can I do for you on the regular front? The reason you called.
Well, I just enjoy your shows and your information you put out and your energy you put out giving. It's quite nourishing. And I'm an Abbeville. I was raised in Abbeville, South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Well, you're very familiar with the Abbeville Institute then.
Well, no, I'm not. I don't want to be a part of that.
Okay.
I renovated General McGowan's house that they took away from him after the Civil War. My grandfather bought the house in 1919. Anyway, I had the honor of refurbishing that house in honor of the great general.
Right.
But do you remember the name Robert Clarkston?
I sure do.
Okay. You know his story?
Well, I remember it vaguely. He was an attorney that got across with the IRS, started fighting him. Probably got disbarred, had a lot of problems, had some patriot groups You know, a good friend of mine, one of my buddies, who got into this through seeing him on TV on some kind of public access channel or something years ago. Okay. But I hadn't heard about him in years. I thought I heard that he had passed away. Is that right?
Yes, he's passed away. He had a military funeral.
Right.
I didn't get to attend. I wish I had. Anyway, you know, the initial start of the hatred he got from all the attorneys and judges in the state, you know why?
I thought it was, no, I don't really know the particulars of it exactly, but I knew that he got crossed with the IRS.
Well, that was, that was a far from part of what he did when he got out of the law school in South Carolina. He mm-hmm. was a veteran. He got wounded. He got right. benefits. He went to Clemson University and graduated from Clemson University. Then he came down to, and entered into the law school of South Carolina.
All right.
He went through the whole program. Soon after he graduated, I guess it was a week, he filed a lawsuit against the University of South Carolina Law School because they did not teach him law.
Well, I'm sure they didn't.
Guess what? They won their case against him in lower court, but he took it to the Supreme Court, and they overturned it.
Okay.
And the rest of his life was hell. He couldn't get in any court. It was just a batter down on him doing what he had to do, and he did it, and he won.
Well,
but when you win, it's like you lose. They want to make you lose your dignity.
Right. Well, they wanted to discredit
you. That's what they tried to do with you, Roger. Absolutely. Same thing.
They won't touch me with a 10-foot pole. Now I'm out of the country. I've been for a number of years, but they don't want to drag attention to me. I see this,
right.
And I, you know what I call it, Bruce? I call it super kryptonite for super pharisaic.
Well, I love it. I'm telling you, okay. I'm loving it.
Stand mute, man. All this guy that called in, Howard Greenwald's guy here earlier, $100 for this, and we'll show you how to deal with a mailing.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you go in and cut your change your status with the head guy and then tell the IRS that you've made the change, and you won't get any mailings from them got to use anything for. Because the only way to beat these guys on a consistent basis and have any sanity is to do a preemptive strike. And you can't do a preemptive strike against them or know how unless you know this information. Period.
Well, I just want to give you honor of gifting to people. By your nature, your joy to hear. And thank you
very much. Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate the compliment.
The website. I can't get in. I don't know why.
All right. All right. Well, we got a minute. I'm going to tell the whole audience how to do this right here. It's very simple. Okay. So on your phone, go to your store, download whatever store, and look for Jitsi Meat. That's two words, and that's J-I-T-S-I. J-I-T-S-I, second word, M-E-E-T. Once you get that downloaded, you want to put in the search bar field, PPN Studio. PPN Studio. Hit enter, and you got it from then on. It'll put you right into the group. Okay? And that's about the best way.
I haven't got in yet.
Okay, well, I can't imagine why. The other thing, if you got in front of a computer, you can open up a new browser window tab and put in meet, M-E-E-T, dot J-I-T, dot S-I, I'll repeat this, /PPN Studio. I'll repeat that again. Meet, M-E-E-T, dot J-I-T, dot S-I /PPN Studio. Hit enter, and you should join the group that way, too. That's the two best ways. There's a 20-digit phone thing you can call in, and I don't even want to give the numbers out. So what were you going to ask me, Bruce?
I was going to say, do you understand the history of Abbeville, South Carolina?
Well, no, but when I ask you about the Abbeville Institute, are you familiar with that bunch?
Yes, I am. It's a bunch of professors from mainly from University of Georgia.
Yeah, well, and Emory, Robert Livingston, Dr. Robert Livingston is one of the main guys, and he was an Emory professor emeritus over there.
Right.
But they kind of formed the League of the South, and they had a urinating match or something, and they went off and formed the Abbeville Institute up there, and Abbeville's named after.
Yep.
So that's why Bruce caught my attention with it, and they cover a lot of great history, you know, with the country, really.
Yep, Abbeville was the community that voted on as a community to secede from the nation in 1860. And
is
they voted
that right?
On and they named the location that they voted on and decided to secede from the nation is at Secession Hill. Now, they went and presented the petition to the legislative branches of South Carolina, and they adopted it. That's how it got started. And actually, in 1860, January the 20th, they adopted the state flag with the Palmetto and Crest on it to represent the nation of South Carolina and the state, the Confederate state of South Carolina.
Right.
Now, that flag is still flying on the dome now in South
Carolina.
Yes,
it is.
That is the original Confederate flag.
That's very cool. It's very cool, Bruce. People that, you know, maybe don't have Southern roots can't fully appreciate our attachment and emotional attachment, especially because we've been raised our whole lives around that battle of Northern aggression and everything that's come out of it, the way it's changed the world and all that stuff. And it, it's just got a special place in our heart. And I know I can hear it in Bruce's voice, and I know I feel it all the time. So I got my Confederate battle flag flying in the window here right next to me right now in Ecuador, okay?
Okay. And they understand that flag down there, don't they?
I don't know. It's in my apartment. You know, I'm back in a real private area, so nobody sees it. But I got it up there in the window anyway, just for me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I go down to the monument that they took
yanked down.
Well, they took it off the Capitol Dome and put it in front of the Capitol at the monument of the Confederate soldiers.
I see.
And then they took that down. So I go out there, for the Confederacy during that Memorial Day, and I go fly that state flag on the grounds of the State House between 7 p.m. to probably 9 o'clock or so. And I don't fly the bars and stars. That's the Naval Jack that was up there before. I fly the state flag, and that is the original state Confederate flag.
Well, good for you, Bruce. We got to maintain and remember our history, man. They're trying to strip it from us. You know, they took the I don't know if you're familiar with New Orleans, but I went to school over there in that part of the country, down there in Jackson Square, right next to the river, right across from the Café du Monde, where you get those great beignets and chicory coffee, you know. And they had that statue of Robert E. Lee in there, and the mayor, Landro, was the bastard's name, in the middle of the night, yanked it out of there, okay? And three blocks away, the statue of the traitor Jew, Judah P. Benjamin, who sold the Confederacy and the country out, still stands.
Right. That's right. They're going to pay their dues. It's coming. Well, thank you, Roger, for taking my call
Nice chatting with you. I appreciate the compliments. Thank you very much. You come back, join us again. We'll chew some more tobacco together, okay? Let's see if we got, I think we got, who's next? Dan? It's Dave. There's, sorry for my eyes. Dave, thanks for holding on. I'm sorry, took a little bit to get to you. Appreciate you calling in. How are you doing this evening on the Illuminati's commemoration birthday?
I'm doing all right, Roger. How you doing, brother?
Hey, just fine this evening, actually. And here with you folks, my favorite folks in the world, and getting to, you know, have conversations with you and meet you and answer some of your questions and talk about our freedom together. It turns me on, man. Blows my dress up.
Just like Marilyn Monroe standing on that subway grate, huh?
That's it. And now, is this Dave from Missouri, or is this Dave in the Thumb?
Dave in the Thumb, brother.
Well, that's what it sounded like. Oh, man. Well, you got a little clearer connection than you normally do. This is one of our normal participants, listeners, over there on the Daily Show, our Jitsi platform buddy, Dave in the Thumb. Probably many of you know, because he's vocal on some kind of radio shows in different areas, like our buddy, our deceased buddy, Chris from Las Vegas, who I miss dearly, okay?
Oh, yeah, you and me both, brother. I do miss Chris. Hey, I had a question for Murr. I was wondering if we can get to that chat room by text. She's going to have to set something up like that so I can use it, too. I had to laugh when that old fart called in from Delaware trying to sell that.
Well,
that volunteer document. I was cracking up. And you kept calling him Dean. I think his name was Dave.
Oh, was it? Well, I'm sorry. Yeah. You know how I am sometimes. Let me use this one. Was that chutzpah or what?
Oh my God, I was laughing my butt off. And Murr kind of stole my thunder because I was, don't usually tune in to the 10 p.m. Eastern show on Sunday nights over here on RBN. I got, other obligations, and I tuned in last week a little bit late, and I heard Giuseppe and Scorpio, and I was like, what? Because they usually sit in for, I never hear them. I only hear them when they sit in with Robert Ravo. I love that guy, Robert Ravo. He's pretty awesome, and they partner up with him. And I could have swore they said they were not doing Revolution Radio anymore. And I heard
that's what Murr said. I have not heard that. That's the first I'd heard it tonight. And,
yeah.
So I want is Fetch on over there still too? Did they boot him off too?
I don't know who that is, but when a couple weeks ago I was listening with to Sarge, and he has his Thursday guest on, the Madman, the Rebel Madman, and he said that everybody left Revolution Radio. I'm pretty sure he said that. So. I was going to call in and say, hey, they're not on Revolution that I know of. I'm pretty sure they quit.
Well,
quit. Yeah,
I'm happy to be corrected, and I'm glad to see them in the family. They're a sister network to the one that I'm on and have been on, and I'm happy to have them over there. So I didn't know it, and I think Paul's done a real good job over there, too, on the layout and evidently the way it's running and structured and everything, and he had a full bank of people to start a full network, off the bat. I was trying to start one. That's what PPN was, and I never could get people interested that wanted to commit to do a radio show. So after a while, you beat your head against a wall long enough, sometimes you quit just because it feels so good when you stop.
Right. Well, I remember when you left
ex-wife number three.
Right. And I could never get on that PPN. It was always busy, and I finally gave up, and then I heard John Stantmiller say that Chris died, and I was like, get out of here. And I kept trying. It was busy. I kept trying, and finally I got through, and then I've been back ever since. And it's unfortunate that Chris's death brought me back to you, because I was having a blast with you and Chris and everybody else and DW and all them.
I remember that when he got sick, and he didn't call in for a few days, and on Friday, on one of those our Friday shows with Brent, he called in to say something, and I thought when he opened his mouth to myself, I said, hell, you sound dead already, okay? And I said, what is going on with you? And he was in the hospital over the weekend, and he was dead by the middle of next week on the remdesivir boogie to the morgue protocol.
Sick
just
bastard.
Unfortunate. Now, and this is because his girlfriend insisted and went and got the jab, and obviously she spread it or shed it on Chris. Because
well,
he didn't
leave
get
it
the jab.
You missed, right?
So anyway, it's miss him. I know he called in on a lot of these shows over here on RBN. I accused him of cheating on me all the time because he's always calling into all these other shows. But
I'll never forget his voice. And he was such a wordsmith, man. I love talking to him.
You don't replace a guy like that with he had good legal knowledge and process and fighting the feds literally to his grave. Okay, and he was like your right hand man there on the show because I could always defer to him. What's the section there? And he always knew it. You know. So anyway, there's our break. Okay, thank you, Dave, and the thumb, and we'll see you tomorrow over there at Radio Ranch, home base number one. See you on the other side.
Ciao.
I'm Peter Serfi with today's Liberty Minute. Find more at liberty-lighthouse.com. As soon as the news that Twitter is being sold to Elon Musk came out, several human rights groups raised concerns about hate speech. Elon Musk considers himself a free speech absolutist, while the Human Rights Watch statement said freedom of expression is not an absolute right. Amnesty International is worried about moderation, aka censorship, of hate speech. All of these groups expressing these concerns have forgotten that free speech is the foundational bedrock of all freedom. Hate speech, misinformation, disinformation, and blatant lies are all protected free speech. Personally, I hope the new community guidelines say something to the effect of, speak your mind, just don't break the law. You should be able to say anything that you want. But remember, you just might look stupid when you do. Until tomorrow, see this Pacem Parabellum.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Here we're going to come into the last little section of the Radio Ranch radio program on Republic Broadcasting, the Illuminati's commemoration birthday edition. And so nice to talk with some of you folks tonight. Appreciate the compliments and appreciate the social intercourse, if you will. I don't know if you're new to this or not, this message. I don't think anybody is, but there may be some out there, and you can join us, and you can go check out. I got a website. It's not up to date. There's not a lot of this stuff on there. You need to drop me that email request for a new student package or Matrix Docs or whatever, whatever, but you can go to sovereigntosurf.com. That's T-O, sovereigntosurf.com. If you want to purchase the book, my book and my teacher's tax book, Taxation Without Representation, The Truth About Taxes in Plain English, which is the research on the system that started in 1285 in England and is saddled as our Internal Revenue Code with us today. And if you either one of those books, you can access them. If Sam, and I believe he did, I'm sure he would, put the links to the books up there where you can click on it and go buy them. And if you want to go search those up, my publisher is The Book Patch, thebookpatch.com, and go to the bookstore and put Sovereign to Surf in there. It'll pop up that way, too. Taxation and the other one will. But anyway, those are extremely, extremely powerful resources. I know the book that has my name on it literally changes people's lives if you're the right person. And it has been highly, highly critically acclaimed. I would certainly encourage you, if you're interested in this, want to get the firm found excellent foundation written by masterful writers who absolutely knew the subject matter inside out and cold. The legal argument in Sovereign to Serf Government by the Treachery and Deception of Words is a absolute legal masterpiece. People stumble on that book later, sometime in the future, and they're going to read it and go, this guy had it. He had them, and we do, and we'd like to help you have them too, if that's your choice. Got to be your choice. Everything's got to be voluntary. So anyway, that's what we do here at the Radio Ranch. I'm not sure, as I get used to this slot, I love to have these calls and the discussions. I'd like to have questions and stuff so that everybody can learn, and maybe either I'm such a good teacher or you don't have any questions, but it's always good when we can get everybody to learn this. The education of this that's important. And we need to get this information and understanding disseminated as far and wide as possible, because we can't stop this thing from coming down, okay? And anybody that thinks they're going to or going to reestablish the republic is needs to look at it a little bit closer, because it's non-straightenoutable. We're going to rebuild it. But you got to have the principles and know the right foundation to rebuild it so that they can't pull crap like they did with this 14th Amendment and driving a absolute 18-wheeler of slavery right through the Constitution on a loophole. Okay? So anyway, that's why it's important. And if your freedom's important to you, you can achieve it here. And we'll be happy to help you walk down that path and achieve that. It's a great feeling. You heard some of the folks call in tonight. Matt from Tennessee, who just filed his. There's all kinds of success stories out there. You know, the problem is the guy asked me one time, said, don't you have any real success stories? Like so-and-so got up in court and shouted out, I'm a national. And the judge said, I don't have any jurisdiction. I'm leaving, and walked out. Don't you have any stories like that? Well, no, because everybody just does what you want them to do. So there's Sam. He's whistling me and us out of here. Maybe I'll see you on the weekday show. If not, I'll see you right here next week, same time, same slot. Thank you, Sam, very much. I'll talk to you all next week. Have an interesting week. Ciao.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly.
cows, too.
Easoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Can handle the truth.